Job chapter 11, verse 17. Sefer Iyov, Perek Yod Aleph, Pasuk Yod Zayin. Hacheker Eloah Timsa. By searching, will you find God? Im ad tachlit Shaddai Timsa. Can you reach the depths of Shaddai? Or can you reach the depths of the Almighty? Hacheker Eloah Timsa. Im ad tachlit Shaddai Timsa. Can you, by searching, find God? Can you reach the depths of the Almighty? Now, this verse from the book of Job may bring to mind another verse in the Bible, namely Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, which says, Uvikashtem oti umitzavtem, and you shall seek me and find me, ki tidrashuni bechol levavchem, when you search for me with all your heart. And the question may arise, are these contradictory ideas? And I would say, no, they're not. We search and we seek for God, but we never ultimately are able to exhaustively know him, because his name means divine presence. It means the divine self-consciousness. It's not something accessible to his creatures. It's unique to God, his personal identity, his self-existence, his being in itself, or his Godhead. In other words, God is Ein Sof, that is without end. He's infinite being. He's infinite light and consciousness and truth. And we will always approximate that full awareness of who God is, even if we have all eternity to get to know him and to experience his reality. So there will always be a mysterious aspect to God, though we may encounter him and know him through our faith in him. And in the promise of his love, we are in a mysterious way made one with him. So this verse does have its place in the great dialogue of the Bible and how we wrestle through and find the meaning of these texts. Amen.